This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday pushed deeper into southern Gaza's Rafah and battles a regrouping Hamas in northern Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeitoun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is considered the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as the last stronghold for Hamas as well, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday fighting was going on in a string of villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border. Zelensky, speaking in his nightly video address, also noted fierce battles in various parts of the Donetsk region to the southeast. He said defensive battles were taking place along large sections of the border in Kharkiv. This